Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 28th of January. I'm recording at 9:52 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Well, we don't have to wish that we lived in interesting times, do we? They don't get much more interesting than this. And we've got some really choppy action. Actually, we've been seeing that this month, but the volatility has picked up here somewhat, and I think that's partly a little bit of fraying of nerves, and also there's HFT in the background, well, in the foreground, I would actually say, particularly trading these futures. For instance, you might have to have a Bloomberg to see this, but on an intraday basis, we really did see the NASDAQ and, well, all the U.S. indices, but particularly the NASDAQ, were really on a seesaw here today. And the sort of news item du jour, or news items du jour, helped to contribute to it because market was strong pre-market, and then the U.S. durable goods came out and we had a quick slump. Fortunately, I covered some stock market shorts, my stock market shorts at that stage, not wanting to look a gift horse in the mouth. And then a short while later, the Consumer Confidence Index came out, and that was bullish. So everything shot up, only to come back down and then go all the way back up towards the close. Consequence of all this is we have a short-term oversold condition following that sharp drop from the highs that we've seen over the last few days. And we'll probably get a little bit more of a technical rally in here. I'd be very surprised to see anything go to any of the indices go to new all-time highs, however, because I don't think it's warranted, given the previous overextended condition, and now we've seen some loss of uptrend consistency. So the best that I can see for stock markets here in the short term is a little bit of churning, and then I think it's quite likely that we do see a further corrective phase. I don't think that's something to be terrified about. If we are talking about the major developed markets such as the USA, Japan, and the UK, also the European indices, it is a problem for some of the emerging markets where currencies are vulnerable. And some of those will no doubt qualify as I think in terms of seeing setbacks that would qualify as statistical cyclical bear phases as their currencies come down, investors panic out, throw money elsewhere, and that's what we're seeing in here right now, and we'll, I think, almost certainly get a little bit more of that. But okay, what actually happened in here today? Well, the U.S. indices ended up on average about a little over 0.5% to the upside, although the NASDAQ was a little weaker than that, still up, but weaker following the Apple earnings report disappointment. Canada, somewhat better recovery. Looking at the European markets, they were all a little bit higher. Best gain in here today was the Spanish IBEX up 1.25%. But same situation here, oversold in the short term and likely to see maybe a little technical rally. But again, I don't expect any new highs. In Asia, we saw some steadying relative to what had occurred recently. For instance, Japan, the Nikkei was only down a little bit, 25 points. That's less than 0.2%. And the TSE 2 leader was up really quite strongly. And the Yen has weakened a little bit against the US dollar. It's currently at 102.96. Elsewhere in Asia, Australia, Asia Pacific, Australia down 1.25%. That was one of the bigger declines. Well, along with Taiwan down 1.5%, and a few small gains here overall. So I think they'll take their cue from Wall Street's close tonight and do a little bit better here in tomorrow's start. But again, expect continued choppy conditions here overall. Now, while I've been saying this is Owen for a while that we are cautious to a little bit bearish here in the short and possibly medium term. When I say bearish, in the sense of I'm expecting continued choppy activity and more reactions. We've got the QE starting again, and I beg your pardon, we've got the QE tapering continuing in here. I'm sure that will be announced later this week. And given the gains that we had seen previously and some of the valuations from the end of last year, it's perfectly natural to expect this choppy market environment overall. On a longer term basis, though, and let's take Wall Street, and so many others will follow its lead, but on a longer term basis, I'm very, very bullish, as is Owen, and for the same reasons that have been mentioned so often of the technological acceleration, technological development acceleration, and the very real probability of cheaper energy costs, particularly as more people adopt fracking. But we'll also get that happening in one of the green technologies, in that benefiting from the inventiveness of this environment, the solar power is likely to improve a whole lot, as I've discussed before. Okay, now what about long-dated government bonds in here today? Quiet overall, and that's good. The Fed will like that overall. So there's no pressure, there's no upward pressure here on interest rates right now. Gold and silver, well, they've disappointed here once again. Perhaps we can just define this as a ranging market, but just pushing up towards new recovery highs for the last few weeks, and then knocked back again. And we see let me just get the silver. That's at 1958. So that's down over 21 cents today. Palladium down seven. It's down to 716. Platinum down nearly $10 again. 1411. 1411. So these have all rolled over, and gold itself also. Gold's been one of the better performers here in the last couple of weeks, but pulling back, and currently 12. 56.85. My own view, to repeat what I've said in earlier broadcasts, is that I think that it's slightly better than 50-50, that last year's lows are going to hold in here, but the technical evidence suggests further support building in a ranging fashion. Now, the US dollar, which is of course very firm against a lot of emerging market currencies, particularly those in Asia, which are also trying to weaken their currencies or suffering from currency weakness as a consequence of the yen's considerable controlled devaluation. But within The Western world, it's the dollar outlook is mixed, very strong against the Canadian dollar, as you'd expect, because the commodity producers are under pressure and they need to weaken their currencies a little bit to actually compete. The dollar index itself against the Western currencies is barely changed at 80.5, 80.56. The euro down just a tiny fraction, about to 1.3662, and sterling also down a tiny fraction, 1.6570. So it's really the emerging market currencies that are the big story and one of weakness. That has caused the flight of a number of investors from those markets, and that will create a decent buying opportunity here later on this year, but we're not there yet, in my opinion. Okay, elsewhere, what else can we see? The commodity markets are interesting here as well. Industrial metals were all a little bit lower here today, but the agricultural commodities were all slightly firmer today. One was sharply upwards, and that's the U.S. white sugar market, which has been taking a beating for well over a year. And that had an upside key day reversal here today. Owen's written about it in his copy, and if you're interested in the commodity markets, you might want to have a look at that chart that he has posted. And last but not least, energy a little bit firmer in here today. The U.S. oil contract, the WTI, is up a dollar and a half to 97.22. The Brent is up 82 cents to 107.51, and the U.S. natural gas contract on the spot month, at any rate, has pushed back above the $5 level. So, interesting day. Expect more of the same here. And in terms of the Wall Street leadership, I would look for a little bit more of a technical rally, and then I think it'll start to get hit again. On that note, all the very best to all of you.